And I'm going to ask Brother Relaford if he can to mute the call. Good morning again, my brothers. How good and absolutely pleasant it is for us to come together telephonically and dwell with unified hearts and spirits as we share inspiration and encouragement with each other. It is always delightful to have the joyful noise of the brothers as we come on each morning and greet one another as members and brothers of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. It is absolutely gratifying to know that we come together on a daily basis to fortify our faith and to bolster our beliefs, the language of our former Grand Chaplain, Bishop Staccato Powell. Thank God for each of you. And we know that God is answering our prayers, that He's attentive to all of our concerns, and we thank Him for giving us the opportunity to come together in this fashion. Two or three of us have assembled ourselves since March of 2015, and the numbers have grown. Our numbers are now consistently in the 90s again. I'm going to ask you to continue to invite others to join us daily on the call, for we know that prayer works. Prayer changes people, and people change things. God uses us in miraculous ways, marvelous ways, to impact a larger group, and we ask that you would continue being faithful to this viable and visible vehicle for victory as we come together each day for prayer. I'm going to ask that you would pray especially before I introduce our GB40. Pray especially for our Grand Chaplain, former Grand Chaplain, Dr. Powell, as he prepares to leave the mother country in Africa and come back stateside. Pray that God would give him traveling mercies as he comes back our way. We also ask that you would pray in a very special way. His name is on the list. But we've all been informed of the recent illness of our good brother, Bernard Fisher, who has been with us since the beginning on this prayer call, that God will bless and touch his body in the name of Jesus and bring him back to full restoration, restore him and have him come back in full force to be a part of what God is doing through the good men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. God bless you, my brothers. It is my delicious delight to present to us now GB40, as he has affectionately been called for the last several months, Dr. Tony Knox, as he comes to us as the Lord leads him. God bless you, Dr. Knox. You have the microphone.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. And good morning, brothers.
Amen.
Brothers, I come to you saying thankful and just so thankful for that opportunity to share and be with the brothers. And Brother Fisher, who is going through right here on the call with us as brothers, as we pray for him and uplift him as he's done so many times for all of us and for the others. Brothers, please continue praying for him and his family. And as we move forward, brothers, praying Omega Men, brothers are actually asking us to pray for them. And we're saying, come to the call, come and join us as I share the number. And as the numbers continue to grow, that's just that many more influences that can go out and help our community, because we're each the captain of our household. And the Lord has put us in this position to be able to go out and make this difference, not only in our households, but in our community. And we do that every day. As others look at us and see what we're doing, it has to be a positive influence. As I know other organizations are beginning to have prayer calls because they recognize the change. So, brothers, please continue doing as you have been. Bishop Powell and Reverend Dr. Richardson, I thank you so much for giving us this opportunity each day to come together and to share and to be uplifted ourselves, because each day that I come on this call, I'm uplifted and I have a new perspective. And I know that God has given us this day to use as we will. So, brothers, again, I thank you for what you do every day, and I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, we love you as well, and we pray continually for you and your family, as well as our other current grand officers, that God would continue to use us to lead this fraternity to higher heights and deeper depths. My brothers, it's always delightful to have our grand apostles and all the members of our Supreme Council, many of them on the phone each day. God bless you, Dr. Knox. brothers. We always look forward to every other Tuesday. We look forward to every day, but we have a relevant and reliable and anointed and appointed chaplain who comes to us every other Tuesday, and he's going to bless us now. He represents the states of Ohio and West Virginia, better known as the 4th District. And I might tell you, Ella Relaford, that I have family in West Virginia, have had my relatives on my mother's side work the coal mines. And so there's a contingency of Richardson's and a contingency of McLaughlin's that live in Bluefield in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And they're still there after all of these years, close to 100 years in Bluefield, West Virginia. God bless you. Let us now receive now the wonderful voice and ministry of Elder Relaford. God bless you, Elder Relaford.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Good morning, my brothers. Certainly it's a blessing and a pleasure to be with you on this day, the Lord's Day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. Today, brothers, we are at Walk 15, and it's titled Joseph's Brothers in Egypt. And we get that from Genesis 41 through 44, dealing with Pharaoh's dream. In chapter 41, we see Joseph's promotion through faithfulness. And we know, dear brothers, that our guests will make room for themselves. We see Jacob's problem dealing with the famine. And certainly we know that whatever God has to do to get our attention, he does it. Chapter 43, dealing with the fear. And then chapter 44, Joseph's vengeance and confession. As we look at our overview, we said, during his imprisonment, Joseph gained a reputation as an accurate interpreter of dreams, a series of images or thoughts experienced in one's mind while asleep, a means by which a divine message may be conveyed while the recipient sleeps. God may communicate directly in the dream or interpretation may be necessary. Now, Isaiah 29:7-8 tells us that not every dream is a vehicle for divine communication. Most are part of the natural process of sleep. Both Old Testament and New Testament assign special importance to dream, which are often the means by which God makes known his will to people. Joseph dreams warning him to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt, and the Magi's dream warning them to avoid Herod are examples of this kind. Sometimes the meaning of dreams is not clear. They require interpretation through an inspired person. Perhaps the best known example of this is Pharaoh's dream of seven fat and seven lean cows, followed by the dream of seven good and seven thin ears of corn. In each case, these dreams are interpreted by Joseph as God's gracious forewarnings of future famine in order that appropriate measures could be taken to guard against its effects. Dreams often involve unusual images, such as Jacob's dream at Bethel, in which he sees a ladder leading into heaven, or Daniel's vision at night in Daniel 7, 1 through 14, in which he dreams of horns and beasts. He is now called upon to use his God-given ability to interpret the disturbing dreams of Pharaoh. Though the interpretation is ominous, Pharaoh's response is outstanding. Joseph becomes prime minister of the land with power second only to Pharaoh himself. With the worldwide famine coming, Joseph becomes Pharaoh's administrator of a relief program to meet the challenge. His new position allows him to confront his brothers with their carefully concealed crime. From prison to palace in a day. At the age of 17, Joseph was sold into Egyptian slavery. 13 years later, he rose from the depths of the royal prison to second in command of the entire nation. When the time was right, God promoted him from the prison to the palace overnight. That's that reminder that God's graduate school of growth is not on a fixed course schedule. Whatever happened to the tribe of Joseph? Joseph named his son Manasseh and Ephraim, names that sound like the Hebrew terms forgotten and fruitful, because as he said, God's blessing made him forget his troubles. And he became fruitful in the land of his suffering. Jacob adopted and blessed both of Joseph's sons. Consequently, the descendants of Joseph later became two tribes of Israel, named for Joseph's two sons. And so Joseph's family inherited a double portion. And you know, he said, just like God, we see that when you are faithful to what God has given you to do, no matter what the calamities, no matter what the situation, if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he'll give you a double portion for your trouble. We see this in Job, and now we see this in Joseph. And brothers, what he's done for one, he'll do for others. So we're not left out of that situation. My daily walk. There are many skills you can learn in an afternoon, such as how to change the oil in your car or bake a batch of cookies. Other skills take longer to master, how to sing harmony or drive a car, for instance. And then there are skills like how to work with others that you will hone and develop for the rest of your life. Perhaps the most important of these is how to draw upon God's promises, even when the circumstances don't look promising. 13 years of Joseph's life were spent in obscurity in Egypt, but they were not wasted years. God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that the man who emerged in chapter 41 would be different from the man who was submerged in chapter 37. It takes a world with trouble in it to train men and women for their high calling as children of God. Faced with trouble, some people grow wings, others buy crutches. Which kind are you? read Isaiah 40 and 31, and wherever you encounter the word, they substitute your own name. It's a promise aimed at you. Brother, as you go throughout your day today, take this word with you. It is possible to learn from an enemy things we can't learn from a friend. It is possible to learn from an enemy things we can't learn from a friend. And today, my brothers, you be at peace. But one of the things I wanted to touch on before we lead into our prayer is 41 and 38. And I'm reading to you from the New American Standard Bible, but it said, "Then Pharaoh said to his servants, 'Can we find a man like this in whom is a divine spirit? Can we find a man that lives the four cardinal principles? Can we find a man that lifts as he climbs? Can we find a man thoroughly immersed in the true Omega spirit? Can we find a man that would warn his brother of impending danger? Can we find a man that would respect womanhood? Can we find a man that would lay down his life for his brother?' Let us pray. Eternal God, our Savior and our Lord, we thank you once again because all good and perfect things come from you, O Lord. We thank you, dear Father, for your grace and your unmerited favor. We thank you, Lord, how you watched over us last night, how you protected us from all dangers, both seen and unseen. Lord, on last night, many went to bed. Some failed to get up. Some failed to hear their alarm on this morning. But, Lord, you looked on each and every one of us, and you smiled at us, and you told us to live on. And for that, we say thank you. Lord, we thank you that when you woke us with a mind to come before your precious throne of grace. We thank you, dear Lord, that you woke us that we would come to meet and touch each and every brother across this country, that we could be an encouragement to each and every one of us on today. Lord, we know that we have to be encouragers to one another. Lord, we thank you that your anointing and your spirit have met us here in this place. And Father God, we pray that if there's anything in us that's not like you, that you would allow the blood of Jesus Christ to take it out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us. Order our steps that we might be found doing your will, that we would hear one day, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Look on each and every one of us, each and every household that's represented here on today. Lord, you know all about each situation, and there's nothing hid from you. So, Lord, with that, we ask you that you would search out each and every home, each and every hospital, each and every nursing home. And Lord, where you find the men of Omega, where you find men that are standing for righteousness and truth, we're praying, dear Lord, that you would touch them right now from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. Lord, let your anointing flow. Let your spirit just reign, Lord, like never before. Lord, we're praying for deliverance on today. We're praying that your anointing would move like never before. Oh, God, we're praying for many of our brothers who continue to stand in the gap for other brothers, for other members of our human race. Lord, we ask you that you would look on each and one of them. So, for we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, you said that you would raise a standard. Lord, we thank you for Brother John Wesley Gumby, oh God. And we thank you for just his steadfastness, his consistency, oh God. We thank you for his voice, his traffic cop, oh God. But, oh Lord, we're standing in the gap right now, Lord, for his henchmen. Brother Bernard Fisher, Lord. So we're praying that you could go into that hospital right now in the name of Jesus. Touch him, oh God. Touch that mass, oh God. Lord, you know about it. You know about it, Lord. There's nothing hid from you. There's nothing that you don't understand. Nothing you can't solve. Nothing you can't deal with. Lord, we're asking that you would move right now in the name of Jesus. Touch him, oh God, from the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. Give him the assurance, Lord, that no matter what the doctors say, that you are yet in control. Oh God, stretch out your mighty hand. Dispatch your healing angels, oh God. Dispatch your healing virtue, oh God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, you said, cast all my care upon you, for you care for us. Lord, so we're trusting and depending on you right now. As you look not only on Brother Fisher, but the brothers of Kappa Omega, as they stand together, as they continue to pray and lift up homage to you, God, we're praying that you would hear our prayer, that it would reach you as a sweet-smelling savior in thy nostrils, oh Lord, that your blessing would come down. For we know when prayer goes, blessings come down. So we're trusting and depending on you right now. And Father, as you're blessing him, continue to look on our senior brothers, those that are lonely, those that are wondering if anybody has remembered them, those that are struggling with health issues, those that are struggling in other situations. We're praying that you would touch them right now, that you would bring the level of peace to their faith, Lord, that would surpass all understanding. Touch them like only you can, O Lord. Strengthen them in this very hour. Oh, God, we're praying for our undergraduates, oh, Lord, as they prepare for the undergraduate summit. We're praying, Lord, for traveling grace and traveling mercy. We're praying that you would just meet them there in Atlanta, Lord, and that they would understand what's necessary to continue to keep this brand of Omega unblemished, oh, God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying, Lord, for those brothers that are dealing with mental health issues. We thank you for Brother Stephen Duvall, who continues to stand in the gap. Lord, as we look at brothers that are dealing with alcohol issues, substance abuse issues, and other impairing addictions, oh God, touch them right now. Lord, give them the mind to seek professional help. Give them the mind to look for how they can get out of their stricken circumstances. Give them the mind to want to live a better and wholesome life. So we're praying for their family to have to deal with these addictions each and every day. Strengthen them right now. Encourage them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for Brother Larry Hosea to continue to stand in the gap. Lord, we're praying today to Brother Roy Summers, who just dealt with a recent stroke. Brother Ramon Davis Jr., dealing with issues from a surgery kidney issues, oh God. The Lord, you said that you can do anything to save. Brother Charlie Williams, who scheduled the surgery on 117. Lord, we're praying that you would be him there in that hospital room, oh God, and that nothing would go wrong, nothing would go amiss, but everything would be just like it's supposed to be. Lord, touch him right now. Lord, and we pray for complete recovery, complete healing. In the name of Jesus. Look on Brother Gary Keel, who's recuperating from shoulder surgery. Oh, God, we're praying for Brother Donald Doug Davis that's dealing with diabetes and leg issues. Oh, God, we're praying that, Lord, that you would open up the veins, oh, God, that you would increase the blood flow, oh, God. We're praying, oh, Lord, that there would be no continued complications there. But, Lord, move. Touch him right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for Brother Reverend Frank Smart II, young brother who's dealing with stage 3 colon cancer. Lord, we're touching and agreeing with the great Mount Zion AME Church, Lord, as we stand in the gap and reach out to you and pray, Lord, that you would turn this thing around, that you would move it into remission, that you would take it away from the entire body. Move like never before, Lord, that you would have a testimony like none other to tell of your goodness and your glory, Lord. Lord, I know you can do it because you did it for me. So touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for Effie Johnson, oh God, is dealing with chemo treatments. And Lord, we're praying that you would strengthen our brother, Brother Rayford Johnson, as he continues to be the caregiver. Strengthen him right now, Lord, that he would run on and continue to do what's necessary. Lord, we're praying that you would provide the the necessary help for him, the necessary getaway, that he may keep his composure, not get weary and well-torn. Continue to look on our sister Sheila Scott, who was misdiagnosed with cancer, oh God. So we're praying for Brother Scott as he continues to treat her, oh God, and look over her. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for just what you've been doing for our brother E. Hall. Lord, we're praying that you would continue to look on him, for we know he is certainly an evangelist in his own heart, oh God. Lord, we thank you for Betty Thomas, who's made significant improvements in terms of mobility following a recent stroke. Please continue to touch her, strengthen her, and bring her on, oh God. Lord, we're praying for Rose Mitchell, a dialysis patient who is receiving treatments at home. Continue to look on Aunt Connie Hall and Mitch Doris Cummins, who's both living in assisted living facilities. We pray that there would be peace in those facilities. We pray, Lord, that nothing would be amiss. No ill treatment from the staff, oh God, but only peace and pleasure there. Oh God, look on our cancer patients, Brother Richard Barfield, Zoe Barnes, and Vanella Gaskin Barnes. Lord, we're standing in the gap for Betty Jean Lucas, Malia Spears, as well as Gladys Herndon. Lord, touch Rhonda Benson, who's dealing with shingles and sarcoidosis. Touch Sister Ava and Don Benson as they continue to deal with issues from diabetes. Lord, we're asking for intervention for Virginia Jackson, who has myopathy. That's for Hattie Perry and our former grand apostolist, Brother Edward Brand, as they go through the aging process. Lord, we're asking that you would give them peace and strengthen them in this very hour. We're praying that today would be a better day than yesterday, Lord, and tomorrow would be even better than today. Lord, continue healing and recovery for David Hopkins and Charlie Calder, Brother DeAndre Clark, Beverly Eaton, Karen Hunt, Brother Michael Jackson, Brother James Scrappy Jordan, Tim Little, and Johnny Core. Look on them right now like only you can, oh Lord, and bring peace and deliverance to them right now. Lord, we're praying for Ray Johnson, oh God, as he stands in the gap for Mrs. Monique Jean Kearney, who's having surgery today. Lord, we're asking that you would move into that hospital room. Lord, that nothing would be amiss. Touch the physicians, touch the nurses, the anesthesiologists, each and every person that would be there. Oh, God, we're praying that all things that are supposed to be done decent and in order shall be done that way. We're praying that nothing would go wrong, nothing would be amiss. And, Lord, that you would come out of that situation better than she went in. Oh, God, we're praying right now for Brother Paul Prager out of Sacramento, California, and his family, Lord, after the loss of his wife. Strengthen him right now, Lord. We know he loves her dearly, but we know you love him more. And, Lord, we know to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And there's no better place than to be with you, oh, Lord. But here on earth, Lord, where we struggle in the natural, we're praying for strength for this, our brother, that you would encourage him and give him the assurance that no matter how it feels today, that as long as he draws closer to you, you will continue to draw closer to him and his family. Strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying right now for Brother Theodore Green, who's dealing with stage 4 cancer. Look on him right now and continue to strengthen our own brother Charles Moses, oh God. Lord, look on Brother Darnell Camp, oh God, as he continues to deal with his situation that only you know about. Strengthen him in this very hour, Lord, and encourage him right now. Oh, Father, we're praying for Brother John Rivers as he holds up Brother Benjamin Lamford, oh God, who's in combat against stage 4 prostate cancer. Lord, he's receiving love from his family, but Lord, there's no love like the love you provide. Lord, we're asking that you would make his day comfortable today, that you would strengthen him in such a way, oh God, that there would be peace in his life. Lord, we ask you for peace for his family, oh God. Lord, we ask you that you would just continue to strengthen them and encourage them and let them know, Lord, that there's nothing
too hard for you. Oh, God, continue to look on each and every brother, Lord, that's under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, continue to stretch out your mighty hand. Lord, we're praying for both Brother Roy and Donna Poindexter, Lord, as they've been relocated closer to where their children are. Lord, we're praying that you would just continue to strengthen them, oh, God. Lord, we know that there is many things that the enemy would throw at us, oh, God, but you've always made ways of escape. You've always opened doors of deliverance, oh, God. So, Lord, we're trusting and believing in you right now. Lord, you told us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works that glorify you in heaven. So, Lord, it's with that thought in mind that we're letting the light so shine that you would touch each and every brother, that you would strengthen each and every family, that you would encourage each and every sick person that we're dealing with today, Lord, that we will go on and be better for it. Look on us today and through it all, dear Father, we'll say that you did it. It's in Jesus' name that we
Amen. Brother Rutherford.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed day, brothers.
Hey, all you brothers.
Have a blessed day, good brothers.
Blessed day, brothers.
Bobby Mack.
Hey, Gumby. How you doing, Brother Gumby?
Each and every one of you have thrown a whole lot of God today.